All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Jesse Squires, and I'm back again with Luke Cordes. We're here for episode 4 of Neuron Offline Podcast, and we're going to be doing a tier list today, aren't we?
Tier list of all the brain rot that happened in the past, what, 5 years?
Well, I think it was like 5 years, yeah. 5 years. We just want to give you sort of a, like an idea of what's our sense of humor is almost.
And our personal opinions on this as well.
Personal opinions
on it. I feel like that's a little bit general concern.
Because, I mean, me and... For our older audience, you might not understand the humor exactly, but he and I, we pretty much grew up on this. Well, not grew up, but especially in recent years.
We had experienced this.
We've definitely consumed brain rot a couple of times. So I'm not the most well-versed in it, obviously. Not as a Gen Alpha kid, which, no. I mean, they're pretty much raised on.
Kids, bro.
They're pretty much raised on this nowadays, man. That's the crazy thing. So I have a little tier list here, right, that we can sort of talk about. Look at all the memes of the past... I think a year, actually, not 5 years, but...
I think it's a bit more than a year.
It might be.
I think it's more than a year, because... Yeah. Anyway, let's just jump into it.
Why not?
Yeah.
So, first off, we got the Eye of Ra.
Eye of Ra.
This is interesting...
It's a one-eye filter, right?
It's just a one-eye filter over a guy, and I forgot the context that this was used in, really. But it's not even, like, a funny meme. To me, this is, like...
Like a C-tier for me.
Almost like an epitome, the epitome of brain rot. Because it's so lazy, man. It's just a guy with a filter on it, edited, and it's put out funny memes, just reposted all over the internet. So...
Could be like low C, high D.
I'd give it a C.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, by the way, we are tiering on a scale of F to S. F being completely non-funny at all.
The worst
thing we've ever seen. And S being...
Has its own legacy.
Will definitely have an impact on history and internet culture as a whole. Yep. And Eye of Ra does not do that.
Not a good start for Eye of Ra. I'd say C tier for now, but if we need
C-tier. It's like a benchmark.
Thing, if we need to move it down, we will.
All right. That's a packet yo guy.
Packet yo is at least a B tier.
That's a good meme. I still remember that.
Yeah.
It's not even. It's a good message.
There's an influence behind it.
Yeah, it's very influential because. This is basically a kid who went up to his teacher and said, "Hey, you're just handing out a freaking packet, yo."
Yeah, the kids are not learning when they're just giving them a packet.
Exactly, and he's standing up as the figure for that, almost
exactly.
The martyr for the children.
Exactly.
So I'm giving it to a B tier.
Because of the legacy. It's definitely gonna stay around for a bit longer.
I wouldn't say it'd stay around for a bit longer, but it's got a positive.
People will know it if you send it to them. They will know it.
And it's pretty funny. You gotta admit.
It's true.
All right, moving on. This is the Johnny Walker guy.
The Tristan Tate Johnny Walker.
In the war room with Johnny Walker, sipping Johnny Walker.
Johnny Walker. Do you think this improved Johnny Walker's sales?
Probably by like 2%, maybe?
I would say a bit more than 2%.
I've never heard of a Johnny Walker before this. Yeah,
You're lying to yourself.
I'm lying to myself. Don't lie to myself.
Everyone's heard of a Johnny Walker.
I've not heard of a Johnny Walker. Yeah, I'm completely in the dark here. What is a Johnny Walker?
A Johnny Walker is a type of alcohol.
You would know.
Yes.
You heard it here, folks. All right, anyways, so I never really saw the appeal of it, to be honest. Like, I know it's been
just funny to say it. Like, it's kind of like
Tristan Tate, Johnny Walker repetition.
Repetition is kind of funny sometimes.
It's kind of funny. I think that what makes it funny is that this guy is so serious about it as well.
Yeah.
He's like, I studied for this.
Yeah.
So.
B tier or C tier?
That's generous. I'm giving it a C tier.
Okay, C tier, I'll take C tier.
Low C tier, honestly. Yeah. Oh, that's the low taper fade, Ninja.
A tier.
It's pretty massive to me.
Absolute A tier.
It's pretty massive. A tier?
A tier.
I'm shocked that it's still holding up, honestly.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, what now? 6 months?
Bit more than six months.
Yeah, it's definitely spent its time on the internet, and in the realm of short form content, 6 months that's crazy long ago, bro.
That's good numbers. And Ninja himself, he's a very popular content creator. So
I'd say formerly popular.
Formerly popular.
You don't go around nowadays and seeing kids asking like, "Hey, where's Ninja? Who's watching Ninja?" You know, maybe back in like 2018 when Fortnite was still in its prime time.
Yeah, I was watching Ninja in 2018.
This low taper fade meme thing kind of just came back as like a resurgence because I had never heard of this guy for like years. Yeah, so Ninja, I haven't even heard of him in years until this low taper fade.
It's been a hot minute.
It's definitely
Ninja content to actually be good. He switched to Marvel Rivals, did he not?
He did switch to Marvel Rivals. Yeah. That's a good game. He In terms of meme culture, though, this is pretty big. I'd say it's pretty massive. Yeah, just that's it's pretty massive.
So A tier.
So I'll give it an A tier. That's right. Mm. The property in Egypt guy is what this is.
It's pretty funny.
It's funny.
It's funny.
It's funny.
It's it was big for a bit.
It hasn't lasted that long.
No.
It's definitely dead now.
It is not anything above an A tier.
I wouldn't even say it's an A tier, to be honest.
Nothing A-tier above is generous. A-tier. Nothing above an A tier.
Like, this is on the same level as Eye of Ra, in my opinion, where it was here for a little while, and then it's run its course, and it's gone.
Highest C tier right now for us. Highest C tier.
High C tier? I'd agree with you. Yeah. All right. Oh, this is the Jaden Smith.
Jaden Smith. Can we just talk about
the political and economic state of the world? Yeah.
Bit funny.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It's
didn't last that long, though. No long-lasting legacy.
Well, honestly, I still reference this one because it's pretty funny. Because I mean, do you think the message is good? Because we should be talking about the political and economic state of the world a little bit, don't you think?
Sure, but in the context, he was talking about kids his age, right? And kids his age don't talk.
Oh
about
yeah,
that
he
stuff.
Was he was doing that whole like bro yeah. that thing.
Yeah. Right?
So I don't know. It's definitely corny.
I think in the moment it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
But after a while. Just kind of fell off a little bit. I'd say low C tier
as well. Everything's falling around low C tier.
Yeah.
And that is kind of brain rot in general because it's always...
It's not like the best
It's not thing. Revolutionary.
You only have like those one in a blue moon beams, you know?
Yeah. And speaking of one in a blue moon, five big booms.
Five big booms.
The Costco guys. This one I actually love a lot.
This one.
I use
it. It's funny as hell.
Yeah, I agree. Because, you know? Like, I'm saying, like, just five big booms whenever
you could have, like, this. You could put this in so many different forms of content, you know? It could be, like, a video game where, like, your character's going boom, boom, boom. And you could have five big booms going.
Five big booms, maybe, yeah.
Or, like, you could have, like, some guy just said, like, a sad statement. Boom.
Can we get five big booms?
Exactly.
Oh, your brother just died. Can we get five big booms? Yeah, this is a funny joke.
I think it is.
I think it's run its course already, which is kind of crazy.
Didn't they go on like SNL?
The Costco guys?
Yeah.
I think they did.
Yeah.
I think, did Rizzler go on SNL as well?
I don't think so.
You don't think Rizzler went on SNL?
I don't think he did.
Yeah, I think he did. Why do you do the, you know? Alright, cool. But anyways, I think that this is at least like A tier, right? Yeah, I'll give it A tier as well. Okay, coming up next, we got, Squid Game Gihun. I've played these games before.
That was pretty massive back then.
This is early in the year. This is earlier in the year,
yeah.
Right when Squid Game Season 2 came out. Obviously, that was a big show.
Yeah.
Everybody and their grandmother was watching it.
Yep.
And, yeah, Squid Game Dub drops this absolute masterpiece of dialogue on its audience.
It didn't last that long, though. Not as long as the Costco guys or Ninja, but I definitely say it had an impact. It's pretty funny, you know?
I put this on the same level as the Packet Yoga.
Me too.
Yeah,
but it's B tier. You know, it's better than these other low-quality brain mop, but it's not as... That doesn't have that same legacy as the other ones.
Yeah, no.
So B tier.
So. All right, this is the... XXXTentacion.
Oh no!
Rest in peace, by the way. But this was not the brightest look. I will be honest with you. What is a father? This is an interview happens. An interview asks X if he had a father. He proceeded to drop one of the corniest lines I've ever heard of anybody to ever exist in the day of modern media. What is a father, ladies and gentlemen? That is. Atrocious.
Yeah.
It makes me feel like you're some sort of like a 13-year-old Reddit 4chan person.
Trying to be funny, but at the same time, it's like some people might find it more like offensive.
I wouldn't say it's offensive.
Okay, I would say but insensitive. How about that?
Like you're trying to make yourself seem deep, you know? Like, what is a father? And it isn't even that he said, like, what is a father? He did that smile drop thing afterwards, which is crazy. He was like, what's a father? You know, the inspirational music came in, whatever. It's just like, this is not a Disney film, man. You can't be dropping lines like that. It's not how it works. So, I probably put it in D tier as well. That's
D tier.
D tier makes sense. Ooh, Rat Dance.
Rat Dance was good.
I think this is pretty peak.
Rat Dance was good.
That's
all I'm going to say.
This is also our intro, so.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're obligated to put this at least in A tier.
Points for bias, S tier. Thoughts?
S tier? You want a first S tier to be Raddance. I'm honestly down for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. Why not? Raddance goes in S tier. Give it a Google search. It's actually really catchy. Anyways. Okay, so this next one is They Them Energy.
They Them Energy. I think it's...
The message is good.
The message is there, you know.
Yeah, it's there.
The message is there.
Yeah, but I will admit...
In terms of brain rot, what are we thinking, though?
Oof. I haven't seen this one around a lot,
exactly.
To be entirely honest with you. It's just a person in front of the stage just dropping a mild beat. It's They Them Energy, which is, I mean, cool. It's promoting
that's great,
some inclusivity there, which we always appreciate. But at the same time...
It's not
funny.
Brain rot material.
Not really.
In my opinion.
Like, brain rot is... What do you... I mean, brain rot's like skipping toward them and whatnot, right?
Yeah.
Which is... Obviously, that's like the epitome of brain rot. This is just a person on stage and they're enjoying their time
or
whatever.
I'd say C-tier.
I'd probably say C-tier as well. It's nothing special. It's not the worst either. It doesn't make me want to, like, gouge my eyes.
If I had an Instagram reel where, like, it came on, I would probably watch it.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be like, oh, I'm going to like this.
Yeah, no. I wouldn't say that either. There's a lot of leeway that you can get in brain rot in terms of enjoyment of things, and They Them Energy is just not it, unfortunately. Okay, this is the braids guy.
The braids? No. the braids guy.
He has committed some travesties in the past, and if you don't know, this guy is essentially, he's popular for braiding hair. But the problem with the way he braids hair is that... It's not very good.
No,
it's not very good at all. In fact, I would say that it's almost childhood ruining.
Yeah. I'm surprised people even come back, you know.
I don't think people do come back. This kid,
the
kid in this image specifically, he started crying at the end.
Yeah, that's true.
Which
he ruined his hair.
I do think it's really funny though. Seeing
it is pretty funny.
I'd
laugh, you know.
Mhm. Yeah, absolutely.
So, what are we thinking here? See?
I'll give it a
C.
Nah, I think this deserves a B tier.
B tier, okay.
Yeah, that's a solid B tier for me. It's not like the most brain rot thing ever, but it's certainly has that sort of vibe, you know. Chill guy. Yep. You remember?
Yep, I remember the chill guy.
That was happening a little.
It was good, but it got annoying for a while.
Yeah, it did.
It got really, like, on my nerves. Every time I see it, I'd be like, oh my god, what is this?
It's super calm. Like, it's nothing special. I would give it, a C tier, to be honest
same.
With you. Like, it's not offensive in any way. It's just a chill guy.
It's just, you know, it's funny to see occasionally. But if you see it too often, it's just like, why is this on my feed?
Yeah.
I don't want it to be here anymore.
Yeah, so I'm dropping it.
I'm dropping it to
C-tier.
C.
Yeah. That's fine. Now, Invincible. Are you sure?
S tier.
Why is that?
I love Invincible.
He's a big Invincible fan. He
read the comic in 3 days, bro.
Yeah, I know you read
that. On my shirt.
That's crazy that you actually did that. Because I remember, I thought that you were just I didn't realize you were a comic guy until then.
No, I like comics.
I only watch the show, so.
Yeah, I like the show too. I think the show did a great job.
Yeah, and it blessed us with this masterful brain on meme.
And not just Are You Sure, as well, there are other ones.
There are a lot of other ones here. This is the only Invincible.
This is the only... I think this is probably the best Invincible brain.
Yeah, are you sure?
So S tier for me.
S tier for you?
It's going to be here for a while. When next season drops, it's going to come back.
High A. Come on.
Low S.
Nah.
High A or low
High
S?
High A. It's not like... You can't put it on the level of generation defining. Remember,
okay.
We're talking like S tier.
It's
media defining, internet defining.
And not everyone has seen Invincible.
Right.
So I guess high A.
High A, yeah, there we go. Ashton Hall.
Last one, Ashton Hall? Let's do Ashton Hall. He's pretty relevant now.
Yeah, let's do Ashton Hall.
Ashton Hall.
Actually, we got two more.
Okay, two more?
Yeah. Ashton Hall. I think that this one is
pretty funny. I mean, a lot of people started copying and like, obviously, like, making a joke about it.
It was the irony
of it, yeah.
Pretty much. It high was B. This person who basically showed his morning routine...
But
which was obviously not what he did. There's no way he's doing this. It sort of had him waking up at 3 a.m., 1,000 push-ups, 1,000 sit-ups, 10-kilometer run,
4
a.m.,
dumping
his face in the ice.
Jumping in a pool at 7 in the morning.
7 in the morning.
No, you're lying, dude.
And this person, he's obviously not doing it. It's just another one of those rich...
It's bait. It's just bait.
It's bait, right.
And, the people's response was actually hilarious as well. They started, copying it and making it, very, very much fake. So, Ashen Hall, B tier.
B tier?
B tier. Yeah, it's not going to be out here for much longer, but the community's response was the best that I've ever seen in a while.
Yeah, so, I'd give it a B tier as well. It's pretty solid. It's had its influence. It's probably not going to last that much longer. No. It's already fading out, to be honest. Okay, so now for our last and final one. I'm just putting this in a category as a whole because it's sort of an umbrella. Italian bread mutt. Tralalero, tralala. Bombadiro crocodile.
Is it funny?
I think it is. Yes, it is. It's funny. Pretty funny to me.
It is funny. Is it long, like long-lasting legacy?
We don't know. This one's pretty recent. This is probably the earliest reference of brain rot. Or sorry, the most recent reference of brain rot that I can bring up.
But it's lazy. It's just AI.
It's lazy, right? But that's kind of the essence of brain rot. We've already sort of discussed this, how it is lazy short-form content meant to appeal to children. So, me personally, based on recency bias, I would honestly put this in A tier because I love the legacy that it has. And I've been seeing it everywhere.
It's pretty funny too, you have to admit.
It's pretty funny. I don't know why it is, but there's something so nice about hearing tralalero, tralala.
It's just a little crocodile.
Exactly.
It's soothing.
Mm-hmm. It's soothing to the mind and soul. Yes. It's not brain rot, but it is at the same time.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, no, it's definitely brain rot. Okay, we're going to agree that it off there.
Well,
wait, B tier?
A-tier.
Yeah. All right, A-tier it is. Italian Brain Rot is in A-tier, and that's our tier list, folks. Thank you for tuning in to Neuron Offline, episode 4, and we'll see you all next time.